Brand new from Aoife O'Donovan from her upcoming new album, Age of Apathy. That's Phoenix on Shiro's Radio. And celebrating the birthday of Gillian Welch on Saturday, October 2nd, with the lead track from her debut album from 1996, Revival, we heard Orphan Girl. That does it for this week, Shiro's Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. Shiro's Radio is produced by me and my co-producer, Dana Winston, with production assistance from Emma Philippos. Our theme music is by Lucius. For more on Shiro's Radio, please visit shirosradio.com. It's where you can catch up on past episodes, check out the playlists, and support the show in our Shiro shop. There's t-shirts, tote bags, and more. And please do keep in touch on Instagram and Twitter. We're at Shiro's Radio. Until next time, remember, music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at 88.5fm.org.
Hi, it's May May on We Found New Music with Grant Owens, and I'm going to play my song, Apple Boy. One, two, ready, and... I feel you, babe. Your muscles are a metaphor, a figure of speech. Every move historical. Your mind is a book with stories that you never tell. Can I take a look? I promise not to give you hell. Give you hell. Unless you want it. I take a bite. You taste like apple sour sweet. I kinda like my crunchy boys gluten free. I know you're sensitive and you bruise easily. You're the bad apple I'd like to eat. You keep the doctor away. You're so delicious, too good to keep on display. You're so nutritious, you keep the doctor away. You're so delicious, too good to keep on display. You're the bad. You're the bad apple I'd like to eat. Hi, it's May May on We Found New Music with Grant Owens, and this is my song, Blemish. Is you in the mirror looking at me too? Try to cover, but they see right through. Yeah, they see right through. Hate to burst your bubble, but you're always causing trouble like you always do. You always do. Hate to burst your bubble, but you're always causing trouble like you always do. You always do. I know that you go away, 'cause you always do. Why won't you go away? Now here times two. Blah, 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 blemish. Blah, 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 blemish. Blah, blah. Blah, blah. Good at faking, so are you. Never know when you're gonna move. Sometimes I poke you, sometimes you bruise. But it's me or you. Now you're here times three. Hate to burst your bubble, but you're always causing trouble like you always do. Always do. Your bubble, but you're always causing trouble like you always do. You always do. I know that you go away, 'cause you always do. Why won't you go away? Now you're here times two. Blah, 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 blemish. Blah, 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 blemish. Blah, blah. The scars, they all said it. We're all just blemished like you. We're all young, we get it. The scars, they all said it. We're all just blemished like you. I know that you go away, 'cause you always do. Why won't you go away? I hear times too. I know that you go away, 'cause you always.
Hey guys, Grant Owens here on We Found New Music. I'm joined by Maymay. She's going to be performing her debut show May 19th in Los Angeles at Black Rose. We're thrilled to have you join us today, Maymay.
Thank you for having me.
Your debut EP is out now, and you just performed Apple Boy and Blemish off of it.
Yes.
So we are so excited to have you perform these tracks off of the debut EP.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
Yeah, we're so stoked for everything coming up. How did that song come about, Apple Boy?
So a lot of these songs, well, actually all of these songs were kind of birthed at the beginning of the pandemic. So Apple Boy, you can kind of feel what the song's about as you listen to the lyrics. But as you listen to most of the EP, I kind of have this theme of talking a lot about food, which is kind of not really intentional. There was a moment where everybody was kind of into their health. Do you remember that? Do you remember that?
I feel like it's
that area of the pandemic where everybody was like trying to be into their health. And at the time I was working on the EP. And so every time I would go into the studio and to write, I was on like a juice cleanse. And so the time we were at Apple Boy, I was always eating apples in the studio. And we would make, I worked with Adam Castilla on this record, and we would always make kind of jokes about food. And we ended up starting writing in that way. And it ended up becoming a theme where most of the songs are about food and most of them are like metaphors for life. And so Apple Boy was like the first one where we were like, oh yeah, we're doing this. We're writing about food.
So I think it's cool to have a theme, a general focus for the EP.
Yeah.
And we're excited to see it live as well. You played a little acoustic version, but you must be so thrilled to finally get back on the stage on the 19th.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And I've never played in LA before, so.
LA debut.
This is my LA debut.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's a different scene up here in LA. It's good to get up here and kind of play for a whole different audience to get it out there. So we're happy to be able to provide that. So you said you talked about music. I mean, I talked about food a lot on this EP. And I guess, did you design the artwork yourself as well?
Actually, one of my favorite artist. Her name's Claire. I think you say it Bernie Barn. When you meet people on the internet, this is what happens. You don't know how to say their real names.
For sure.
She created the artwork for it, but the picture was taken by an incredible photographer, Elliot Lee Hazel, who's from LA, and he's amazing. So I had some pretty cool artist work on that.
Yeah, we used the picture for the poster for the event as well. And I love the red theme you have here, which is very like Apple-based.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. Like that was kind of the...
You know what? While we're on the topic, you also have an Apple-based hard kombucha. And, you know, this is just like more to talk about the cool tie-in, like Apple Boy. It says on the back here. Actually, why don't you explain this?
Yeah, so I'm a huge fan of the city of Denver, and there was this super cool women-owned hard kombucha company that started out of the pandemic, and they liked my music, and we wanted to make a drink that would honor the song Apple Boy, and so we made an Apple Old Fashioned. And it's cool because you can... Well, first of all, it's cool because it's 8.5% alcohol.
That's insane.
So that's very insane and very delicious. But also it's cool because the artwork is based around the artwork of Apple Boy and the artwork of my record. And you can actually scan it and it'll go to my Spotify and all the...
What a fun collaboration.
It was
all
so cool.
A cool tie-in because you have the Apple Boy song and this Apple kombucha. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about it. And the EP again is out now. You played two tracks off of it.
Yeah.
Blemish and Apple Boy. And it's out now. That's mostly what I wanted to hit with you. What else do you want to talk about? Now, what's the Gummy Heart Eyes EP?
Gummy Heart Eyes. That's this EP.
Oh, I didn't realize that was the name.
Because it doesn't have the name on the front of it. So I can understand why that'd be confusing. But it kind of just ties into a lot of the record being about food. Yep. And but also there being... I mean, this was my first EP. And so... it was a lot of me trying to figure out, you know, what is Maymay and what do I want to communicate with people? And Gummy Heart Eyes stuck out to me. It's a lyric from one of my songs, Squishy. And it's the lyric says, I hope you keep your gummy heart eyes. And it's this idea that the eyes are the only thing on the eyes, the body that don't age. And so it's that saying of when you fall in love with the eyes, you fall in love forever. And I really loved it because I feel like it's almost like looking at the world through gummy heart eyes. So I'm saying all these super elementary things in this record, but they're actually really kind of challenging things that I was going through at the time.
No, I think that you've really thought this EP out and the themes behind it, and I love it. It's also a very relaxing EP. If you haven't heard it yet, definitely put it on and just sit back and relax and think about food.
And think about food.
And sip your hard kombucha. Yeah. Tell me where you're from and how it's influenced your sound and style as an artist.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Atlanta, and I think that there are definite Southern things that come through in my music, for sure. And then, you know, my parents listened to... My mom was like a huge Madonna fan and a huge Prince fan. My dad loved... Oh, yeah. You know, gospel and great music, gospel and funk music. And so, but then when I started writing music, like my favorite artists were Brandi Carlile and Patti Griffin. And so all of those things, I feel like, do you know who Patti Griffin is?
Oh, absolutely.
She's the best. I was listening to her on my way here and I was, just
beautiful.
Being reminded. But all those things kind of have influenced me now. And I love pop music and I also love songwriters, and so that's kind of who Maymay is.
All right, very clear vision for what Maymay is and who, and you know, you've progressed to this moment as an artist, and everything I think you're releasing is fully through your own passion, and that's how it has to be.
Yeah, for sure.
For it to be real, right? Mm-hmm. If it wasn't, you'd probably go back to the drawing board 10 years later and be like, now I'm going to do it right. But you're doing it right now, and you're working with Adam Castilla and producing a really special thing. We're excited to see it live May 19th here in LA. I can't hit that enough. Come out to that first show. And is there new music on the horizon?
Absolutely. Me and Adam are actually wrapping up my next EP right now, and it's a lot more still, you know, in theme of this last record, but also just very a little bit more soulful and a little bit more live sounding. So
amazing.
All real drums and real instrumentation on every level. You know, I still have my pop track, but
Well, we are honored to have you play a couple tracks off of your debut EP, Gummy Heart Eyes.
Yeah.
The EP out now. So thank you so much, Mei Mei, for joining us on We Found Your Music.
Thank you.
I always end up where I started from. Why don't they call when they say that they're gonna call? Are my relationships a ticking bomb? Is it me or the way that I pick them wrong? I keep searching through my thoughts. I wonder what I've done in my past life to get caught up in the wrong type, to give them all of my best sides when I can't seem to get love right. And every time I say that it's the last time, I run right back to get cut twice. It's beautiful with a high price, 'cause I can't seem to get love right. I wonder what I've done in my life. At 5 a.m. staring at my phone, couldn't sleep with the cold on the other side. Yeah, I'd rather never be alone, but I'm not the type to chase temporary highs. I keep wearing their emotions, 'cause I'm good at taking care of the ones who leave me broken. I wonder what I've done in my past life to get caught up in the wrong time, to give them all of my best sides when I can't seem to get love right. And every time I say that it's the last time, I run right back to get cut twice. It's beautiful with a high price, 'cause I can't seem to get love right. When I can't seem to get love right. And every time I say that it's the last time, I run right back to get cut twice. It's beautiful with a high price, 'cause I can't seem to get love right. I wonder what I've done in my life. I wonder what I've done in my past.
Up in another bed, kinda drunk, with a pounding head, and I'm thinking of you. Yeah, I'm thinking of you. Feeling wearing last night's clothes all alone in the Uber home, still thinking of you. Yeah, it's all that I do. I don't know.
I really hope you get this, cause lately I've been doing all I can to send a message, reaching for a hand from anyone who might present it, asking if they can advise me on how I can find an exit, cause it's been getting dark in here, and I don't wanna live in fear, so hey, it's me. I really hope you get this and call me back as soon as you can. My mind is restless and it takes everything I have just to pick up the phone. Guess there's no upper hand between burden or alone. See, I really never wanna be a rescue, but please someone pick up still. Is anyone if I don't get this off my chest, I'm sure to be a goner. Cause it hurts so bad to not see the light. Try to understand, I'm fighting for my life. I just wanna live without feeling this way, and talking to you is an escape. In my phone and hope that you'll pick up and be there when I'm all alone. I could put 10 digits in my phone and hope that you'll pick up and be there when I'm all.
Kitchen, and I found that I was wishing that you you'd think of me in hallways at the DMV and airplanes or in parking lots and grocery lines. I hope I cross your mind right when you fall asleep, 'cause you're tired, or in coffee shops, 'cause you're wide. Oh, do you think of me half as much as I think of you? Think of me as the friend that calls you up at 3 a.m. 'Cause there's mice in my apartment. Could I sleep at yours instead? Do you ever get the feeling when I show up at your door that maybe we're just friends, or maybe something more? Think of me and imagine how your life will be. What'll happen in a couple years when you look down the line? Do I ever cross your mind right when you fall asleep? 'Cause you're tired, or in coffee shops, 'cause you're wide. Or do you think of me half as much as I think of you?
To give him cash so we could get some gas, 'cause he know how to give it out. Oh boy, still lives at home, boy, and got a house on plenty of Rolls Royce. There's no credit card that's gonna buy my heart, 'cause I gave it out to a broke boy. Got a crashed out phone and some student loans that he owes. Got a job he hates 'cause he's underpaid. Oh no, said he's saving up for that emerald cut. Where we going when we don't need much? Got a $5 bill, put your hands up. Got a $10 bill, put your hands up. All up, my broke boy. Not a billionaire, but a dope boy. Used to give him cash so we could get some gas, 'cause he know how to give it out, oh boy. Still lives at home, boy, and got a house on Penny or Rolls Royce. There's no credit card, it's gonna buy my heart, 'cause I gave it out to a broke boy. Trip with just the tip of his tongue. Gave me the moon and stars in the back of his car. Said he's saving up for that emerald cut. Where we going? We don't need much. Got a $5 bill, put your hands up. Got a $10 bill, put your hands up. Got a $20 bill, put your hands up. And if you ain't got much, keep your head up. All up, my broke boy. Not a billionaire, but a dope boy. Used to give him cash so we could get some gas, 'cause he know how to give it out, oh boy. Still lives at home, boy, and got a house on Penny or Rolls Royce. There's no credit card, it's gonna buy my heart, 'cause I gave it out to a broke boy. Na 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 na.
Not just a radio station, we're underdogs fighting the good fight in media. Support non-corporate radio now at 885fm.org.
Pink Floyd's Roger Waters' This Is Not a Drill Tour is coming to Crypto.com Arena on September 27th and 28th. Thanks to our friends at Golden Voice, 88.5 FM is giving away tickets to see Roger Waters on September 28th. Current 88.5 FM members can locate contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at 88.5fm.org. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. Roger Waters, Crypto.com Arena, September 27th and 28th.
Still tackling that spring cleaning? Why not donate that unused car, truck, RV, or boat to fund your favorite programs here at 88.5 FM? Our vehicle donation program makes donating easy. The pickup is free, and vehicle donations may be tax deductible. Visit 88.5fm.org. Click support on the homepage. Special thanks to Deborah Barraza, Lillian Taylor, Allison Schallert, and Amelia Orme, who recently donated their vehicles to support 88.5 FM.
If you talk to us, not only will we listen, we might put you on the air. Try out the new Talk to Us feature on the 88.5 FM mobile app. Just search the App Store for 88.5 FM SoCal.
What's up, everybody? My name is Anthony Watts.
And my name is Anthony Russo.
And we are on We Found New Music, hosted by Grant Owens. Happy to be here. This is our new song, Tangerine.
Let's go.
Tangerine, mommy, please don't ever take your hands off of me. Caramel, buttercream, that's your skin on my skin, I'm at ease. California, born and raised, but you feel like Chicago in the summer, bay. Down to earth, here to stay. Baby, take mine, yeah. We can fire up some purple haze and slip away. I could dive into your water, I ain't swimming, babe, if that's what you like. Ooh, 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 girl, if that's what you like. Ooh, ooh. I got that recipe to make you smile. I need you next to me. Baby, stay a while and don't rush this love. Let's be a summer breeze, blowing coast to coast. It's just us, this love. Hey,
all right, summer with no drama. Ooh, I wanna scoop you in my Honda. Turn it into a sauna, give you the aux, pick the genre. Little brown sugar, little Nirvana. Rolling up, I'm rolling down the window. Okay, now girl, I lose my cool when I'm around you. Everything you do, I can't seem to get you off of my mind. So put your pretty hands in mine. We can fire up some purple haze and slip away. I could dive into your water, I ain't swimming, babe, if that's what you like. Ooh, 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 girl, if that's what you like. Oh yeah, 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 I got that recipe to make you smile. I need you next to me. Baby, stay a while and don't rush this love. Oh yeah, we're running free, nowhere to go. Let's be a summer breeze, blowing coast to coast. It's just us, this love.
I'm in love, love, love.
Oh, oh, oh. That's my tangerine.
What's up, guys? Grant Owens from We Found New Music on Hollywood Boulevard at Dash Radio. We're joined by the Anthonys. We have Anthony Watts and Anthony Russo.
How you doing,
guys? And I invited these guys on. They were promoting their single Tangerine on TikTok, which is out now.
Not yet.
I saw your face.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
As soon as I this said that, you're like, oh, wait, no, it's not out yet. Yes. So tell me when it's out.
So it's out May 20th. Comes out May 20th.
Couple
all right.
Weeks now.
Yeah.
Tangerine, and it's the two of you collaborating. We have Anthony Watts, Anthony Russo.
Yeah,
so thrilled. Big fans of both of you.
Thank you so much, man.
Tell us about the track, how it came together.
Go ahead, you can start.
So we got in a session with this producer named Tone Jones, and we worked a few times with him, and this is one of the few times that we did. And we were working mainly on pitch stuff. This song came about pretty quickly one day. It just came together really naturally, and then we wanted to pitch it for Justin Timberlake, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
And if you hear the song, you probably
Shooting
makes
for
sense.
The Moon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Crickets, didn't really hear anything about it. That's the pitch.
He may still pick it up.
Hey, you never know. Yeah,
yeah,
he might see all these TikToks and be like, oh, that's actually really dope. That's how this stuff works.
We're manifesting.
Yeah. 100%.
That's actually originally how the idea for us to really put it out started was a TikTok that I had posted, just basically trying to use the power of TikTok to get it into Justin Timberlake's team or their hands. Because it was Crickets because we could just never get it to somebody who knew him or worked with him. So
it's very hard.
With the power of TikTok, and then everybody kind of just said, like, you guys should just put it out.
Yeah.
And so here we are.
And then credits to Russo. Like, we kind of sat on the song for, like, this was, like, 2 years ago, three years ago when we made the song. And then he hit me up in January this year, in 2022. I remember I was on vacation, and he sent me the song again. I didn't listen to it in a minute, and he was like, yo, what are we doing with this song? It's so good. Like, we should do something with it. Let's put it out. And I'm like, get it going.
Cool. Well, it's coming out, and it's the collaboration of the both of you.
Yeah.
Tell us how you two met.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so we met on mine and not yours first writing camp
to
Korea.
I think it might have been second.
Okay, so my first writing trip going to Korea, we both are also songwriters outside of our artist stuff, and we write a lot for K-pop. We write for artists like EXO, NCT, CIX, Kong Daniel, The Boys, just and many more, but... so we've been going out there like probably twice annually since like 2018. And yeah, we met on our first camp out there and worked together. And then after that, just kind of like developed a circle of friends here in LA. And yeah, it's been history ever since. We continue to work outside of that as well.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, it was so cool, man. We hit it off at that first camp, and then we realized we both live in Los Angeles, but man.
I mean, I'm big fans of both of you guys, and I've been seeing you popping up in everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. So, trying so much.
A little bit of both. Also, Anthony Watts, you just hopped off a tour with Pitbull.
Yes.
Touring with Pitbull.
Yeah.
What a unique experience that must have been.
It was incredible, man. And it was, I feel very spoiled because it was one of my first touring experiences ever. And to be a part of such a, you know, it's Pitbull, man. He's a huge, he's Mr. Worldwide. Like, he's called that for a reason. It was amazing, incredible team involved with that. He's such an amazing dude. He could have had anybody on that song. He chose me. And I'll never forget that song.
That's amazing.
I'll never forget that song.
It's like life achievements, you know, life goals.
Yeah,
definitely something as an artist, you're like, yeah, you definitely want to have that experience no matter what.
Yeah.
And you'll get it again. We'll get it again.
Hey. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Super,
I love it.
Super blessed to have been a part of that.
But we want to focus and highlight you. And you know what you're bringing to to us, and you're going to be playing the We Thoughty Music Showcase stage on the 19th of May,
yes,
right here in Los Feliz. And what do you bring into the stage?
Oh man, a whole box of music that no one's heard yet, and I'm so excited to unleash, man. I've been dying to get back on stage, like on my own, and get my music out. And you know, super excited for Tangerine. Like, we're going to be playing it that night. Russo's going to be there with
me. I'm so excited for that.
It's gonna be awesome. And then I'm sitting on a lot of really, really dope music that I'm very happy about that's gonna come out along this year as this year.
I'm dying to see it, and I want to mention that is a free show, so everybody head out.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Come on out. Come on out, show some love.
It's gonna
be one of those. What are you doing? Just RSVP. It's a free show, but it's like, it's cool because you guys just come out. It's a party, you know? Come out to Black Rose on the 19th, and let's celebrate all this new music and your collaborations together. Tangerine dropping and
so
much in the future. That's what we do here at We Thoughty Music. Celebrate what you're doing artistically and putting it out, putting your passion into these things.
Well, thank you for creating a space for people to do that.
I want to highlight, you know, I can tell you guys are working your ass off on this stuff, and I want to try to do whatever I can to support it.
Thank you, man.
So thank you guys so much for joining us. Again, Tangerine coming out soon. Thank you for performing it for us. Wow. If you didn't see that, rewind, check it out.
Yeah. And come see it live May 19th.
It's
sick.
There you
go. It's
going
to be with a band. It's not going to be acoustic. Just wait.
Anthony Watts, Anthony Russo, thank you for joining me on We Found New Music. We'll catch you guys next time.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us. Man. See you guys.
So come on. Let us go. somebody else can do it better. I guess I thought that you should know. Across the world 100 times, and no one could come close. You've never been a stranger. Must have known you long ago. I'm covered in the memories, but I can't let it show. No rules, no expectations, no need for explanations. We can build a city. Could spend a lifetime now trying to define us, but it's not what it's about.
Deep in to my head. Yeah. And now I'm probably gonna stay. Where did you go? Think I lost you in the flood. Told you go home. Think I lost you in the
guys, I'm Grant Owens from We Found New Music. We're thrilled to be joined by Nick Field and Sam Garfield, the owners of Black Rose, a brand new venue in Los Feliz that we're excited to be collaborating with. And welcome to the show, you guys.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Yes, yeah. We are excited.
Let's get into it, of course. Black Rose, let's start with, how did Black Rose come to be? Talk about the dream behind owning a venue.
Yeah. Well,
it started almost, I lived in New York for a while and I was putting on an art show called Vital, and I had Sam and his sister out to perform as the part of the live music of the submissions. We were getting like artists and painters and pretty much like fashion designers and everything. I rented out a space, a bar, and he came and performed, and then there was basically a full art gallery of all artists, and then that kind of sparked both of our brains a little bit.
Yeah, it was a really, really, really cool event. It was essentially like a collaborative, collective experience that Nick had come up with that included things from, you know, fashion, art, you know, visual artists. Me and my sister have a band called Lexington Kills. He brought us out to perform. DJs involved, you know, all of that. And it really was a kind of cool way to see how these different mediums of art could come together and create this singular event, but all work very cohesively and like collectively with it. And that's kind of really when Nick began to talk to me about taking it farther than that because of the success of that event and seeing how it could become something bigger than just this kind of pop-up idea of a collective art event.
Above all, it's through passion and seeing that you guys have a shared passion for putting something very special together like this.
Yeah.
And I felt that right away as we brought We Found New Music into the room. And it's our new space. We are doing We Found New Music every Tuesday and Thursday at Black Rose in Los Feliz. And all you have to do is go to wefoundnewmusic.com to check out all of the different events that we're doing. And we're doing as much as we can together to make this the spot for music discovery, really worldwide. You know, you could be in London, you come to LA for a few days, come discover your new favorite band at We Found Music at Black Rose.
Absolutely. So, you know, we want it to be that creative hub. And, you know, especially being a music producer who works in a lot with like artist development, your kind of platform specifically, and having a emerging artist platform is something like very, very, very near and dear to my heart. And me and Nick have shared this same feeling for a long time. So when we met you and were able to kind of partner up on this, it was just like the whole world began to open a lot more.
What kind of music shows are you hosting, and what's the best night to come through?
Well, the best night to come through is every night that we're open.
That's right.
We have a lot of cool stuff coming up. I mean, we've already tested the water from, you know, things from cabaret and burlesque performances to these emerging artist platforms, which have every kind of genre. We have, you know, we're in the works for doing different dance-centered nights for choreographers in the dance community as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and we love doing things like we just did the Clay album release together as well. And that was really cool because I would love our space to be utilized for those kind of EP and album releases because it's built for that.
I think it's important to know that we have a full stage and 40 channel mixer, lights, haze. We can do anything.
LED wall. We have it all.
And like, what was cool about the Clay show, it was her EP release show and she had a vision. It was a flower-themed show, so she brought in, what do you call it, a bouquet?
Yeah, it was basically like a mock mini field that she built. And one of the things I love about the space is that because of its black aesthetic and the way that it's designed, mm-hmm. you can really take the space and transform it into what you want. And she was the first person I got to see really utilize that ability to do that with the space.
Yeah, it's a canvas for your own vision, and she really went there. Yeah. And everybody loved it. Yeah. But what's so great is, you know, everybody kind of had the same experience. It's such a beautiful, large room. Everyone has a similar view of what is being created. Everyone's part of it, you know. Yeah. There's no second room. Everybody's part of the same experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it is. It's the way the room is built itself with the stage and the setup of it. No matter where you are, you're part of the show, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so you kind of touched on it, but are you kind of accepting new talent and performers and kind of opening it to the community?
Yeah. Yes, we actually have on our website, blackroselA.com, a submissions tab where you can submit your art of any kind, whether it's music or painters. We've had a couple photographers. Wow. We've had obviously a lot of singer-songwriters and bands and DJs and mm-hmm. things like that. So we get those submissions, and that is something that we're very proud of because we do want to open the space for more than just music, but for all artists, dancers, singers, musicians, painters, anything in the arts. Yeah.
I don't know if we kind of touched on it, but what is the message of Black Rose and what do you stand for? We might have touched on that.
Yeah, like we kind of did. But basically what we are, like our mission statement is kind of to, you know, elaborate on what Nick just said. It's we want to be a creative hub for artists in general. I always say, I don't care what you do, just be really good at it. You know, like that's kind of the standard of what I want. I don't care if you're a rock band, if you are playing world music and you do instruments of, you know, any kind. I just want to see these different things on the stage at a very high quality and standard. But we are open to all of it, and we are here for the community and Los Angeles specifically to really build up this live entertainment back, especially after it's been so hit so hard for the past couple of years.
I mean, you're open to the world of the best musicians in the world, but LA specifically, and enhancing the community, kind of bringing support for the artistic community in and out of LA.
Right.
And I mean, that's important because you're an artist yourself. Nick, you're an artist, but you're also a photographer. Yes. Tell us more about what you dabble
so
in.
I grew up as a dancer, dancer, which transitioned into dance photography. Always had a passion for music as well, obviously, and the arts. Have a little bit of everything in the arts industry, but I'm a trained dancer, so I bring the choreography side to Black Rose with the dance connections and the shows and things like that. Mm-hmm. And Sam is obviously an incredible producer.
But that's really important because it's a community space run by artists for artists.
Exactly. Yes.
It's just such a cool spot, 1714 North Vermont.
And it was formerly the Rockwell, which is a very, very big staple of the East LA community. I mean, I grew up going there even before I was 21 seeing shows. I mean, I saw Ariana Grande perform there before she was really Ariana that we know now. I saw so many Broadway performers, and it's already comes with so much history. It has a really rich history of a space, and so it was very like much an honor and very nostalgic when we were able to take it over and get keys for it.
It's all passion oriented. That's why I'm with you as well, because We Found Music's always been about the artists that we're passionate about, right, and who we showcase. And you've already seen it. We've only done two shows together, but you've already seen the true, yes, talent that we're bringing to the stage.
Yeah. I was overjoyed when me and you finally met and were able to establish that relationship for you to come on board with us, because I've always been such a fan of what your platform has done in pushing these amazing artists and talent that deserve to be heard.
Yeah, we did Billie Eilish's first interview at 14 years old. You know, we are bringing that level of talent into your room at Black Rose. So any Tuesday or Thursday, come at 7 o'clock and discover one of your favorite new bands. I was going to say that we are going to, well, first of all, we're doing 19 NU's first show ever on the 18th of May. That's really special. There were 3V Method, who we've been collaborating with. We also did the Clay showcase with them. What a cool group.
Oh, great. They are awesome. Everybody I've met from that team is just truly a proper stand-up kind of person that I would like to do more with.
Thank you so much. I'm sure we'll do this again as we continue to preview your calendar for the public and get this on the radio waves. Just another way to get people out.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on out, everyone.
Yes, we want to see you. Follow our social media. We stay very updated on our events, what we have upcoming, photos and videos of previous events, and it's a good place to follow just to make sure you're not missing out on anything.
Yes, you can find us at The Black Rose LA on social media.
And you're always going to see Sam at the venue. He's the face of the venue. He's going to be up there, so come say hi. Tell them about your artist project, and we'll bring you in the room. You know, maybe you can even collaborate with us for a full lineup, because that's what we're about.
Yeah,
that's what we found out about. That's what Black Rose is about. That's what Nick's about.
Yes, sir.
The field. All right, Nick Field and Sam Garfield for Black Rose. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you at the venue.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'll see you there.